Well, thanks for joining us here, Billy. Give us your reflections on that game.
Difficult to take not last minute goal, last 30 seconds goal. But I thought we deserved to win the game. I thought we had enough chances. Really, they never really had a chance throughout the game. Really, I can't remember them having another chance. And it's a great strike from their quarter, last minute of the game, and he's put it in the bottom corner from 25 yards. But I thought it's cruel on us because I thought we deserved to win the game. But now we've got to go do it all again on Wednesday.
Yes, indeed. But at least you are in the hat for the first round proper for the first time ever.
Well, yeah, that's the plus. We're in the hat, you know, which is great. I'd love to have been obviously through, but yeah, at least we can see who we've got. See what we've got. So, but I'm looking forward to Wednesday. I don't think we have to go with any any negativity. It's difficult when you concede a late goal because everybody's a bit down in the changes. But we just said, look, we've dominated the game for long periods. We maybe could have took one. I mean, we've had a great chance late on to finish the game where Ryan Kendall has just come on the pitch and we've had a great chance from Ryan. He's clean through and then the game's finished. But stuff happened. These things happened last week against FC Manchester. We scored in the last minute, so a little bit disappointed. But we go again Wednesday.
Yes, indeed. Let's talk about your goal, which was well worked just before half time, and your game management after that was good. After that, wasn't it?
It was. I think, like you say, I think that they were coming down the slope second half, so they obviously play direct, they play direct way, and they were literally dropping things on us constantly down the slope. But I thought we coped really, really well. I thought the back four were absolutely magnificent. You know, I thought the two centre halves again, they didn't miss anything, literally anything. They won every important header inside our box. And we talked before the game about, you know, obviously trying to nullify their threat because they do put things in the box all the time, from long throws, from free kicks, from open play. Everything goes into your box, and we knew we had to defend it. And the full back four, you know, we made a change today because, you know, we took out Sam Topless, who's been magnificent, and we played Ben Middleton because he's bigger. He's bigger than Sam Topless, and he's more physical. So we made one change there, but I thought we played really, really well. I thought we played some good stuff. First half an hour of the game, it was a little bit cup tie to and fro, not masses of quality from both sides, and then we produced a great bit of quality for the goal, and it was a great finish again from Danny Clark. But overall we're disappointed, but that's football. We've got to pick ourselves up and make sure that we're bright on Wednesday again.
Yeah, I want to bring to your attention one player, and that's Adam Boulder, who just oozed composure and game management, and just sort of, you could see all his Football League experience out there, couldn't you?
He's a class act, isn't he? You don't play in the Premiership if you can't play. So, but he's you know, at times he looks as if he's got all the time in the world, which is a sign of a really, really good player. And, he does everything right on and off the pitch, and like I say, he does influence games. You know, we tweaked our formation because we've had no centre forwards fit for the past 3 weeks, so we've gone to 4-3-3, and you know, he's been massively important to that 4-3-3 because he gives you that quality, long, short. His passing range is fantastic, but he still gets about the pitch, and he's got a calm, you know, he's got a cool head on him, so you know, he's done ever so well.
And Tom Denton's available, isn't he, on Wednesday night? Is that a big plus for you?
It's a huge plus. It's a massive, massive plus. You know, at the end of the day, Tom is what he is. You know, he's fantastically, you know, he's very good at what he does. You know, he's 6'7". We know what he does, and it's a big plus that we've got him back. You know, it gives us a different option. It gives us a different dimension when he plays. So we'll see. We'll see how we go.
Okay. Draws on Monday evening. Who do you want?
Sheffield United. I would love Sheffield United or one of the big boys. Of course you would, if you want one of them, but we've got to get through first. But as for the draw, you know, you'd want a big league club, to be fair.
Yes, and would you want it at home or away? I mean, away affords you the opportunity to get a good payday, doesn't it? And, you know, that's important.
Massively important. I think, you know, It's one of them you'd like it at home because you want, you know, you want to be at home against anybody, and you know it'd be fantastic for the football club and you know the surrounding areas. It'd be fantastic for the football club to get a big team at home. If not, there's a silver lining either way.
Well, try and keep a smile on your face, Billy, and be philosophical. I know you will.
Yeah, it's like I say, we just move on. We just, you know, it's difficult, you know, because you're nearly there. You can, you know, you're nearly over the line, and then. Man, the boy had hit one about 5 minutes before, and it nearly hit the corner flag. So that's football for you.
Thanks, Billy.